Okay, this week's parsha, we're supposed to be a parsha as Noach. Noach is one of the most unique parshas in the Torah. You have the whole world being flooded 40 days, 40 nights. A whole rebirth, if you will, like a reset button pressed in the world. There are many, many very, very important lessons that can and should be learned from the parsha. I like today to focus on one thing, which I believe is extremely relevant to each and every one of us in our lives, throughout our lives, and certainly where we find ourselves now in Yeshiva. Torah says the following pasuk. After Hashem wipes out, this is a Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel, the very end of Perek Zayin. Vayimach Hashem wipes out Eskol HaYikum, all of that which is alive in the world. Asher apnei Adam, me Adam ad Behema, ad Remes, Yerov HaShemayim. Hashem destroys the man, the animal, the creepy crawly animals, the birds, vayimachu min ha'aretz, they're totally removed, destroyed from the world. The Torah says, vayishaer ach Noach v'asher ito v'teva. Who's left? Noach. And whatever's in the teva survives, everything else is killed. And the word in the pasuk, ach, is very strange. It should say, vayishaer Noach. Why is it Vayishaer? Ah! Noach. As if say, but Noach. So Rashi has the following. The Pashup shot is, only Noach. But the Medrash says, listen carefully, a famous Medrash, that when Noach left the Teva, Umedrash Agada Goneach V'choed Dam. He was busy, he was coughing and spitting up blood and dripping with wounds. Mitorach abeimos v'achayos. He was busy so much in the teva feeding the animals that Noach barely emerged from the teva. Ach Noach, but Noach, he barely got out of it. He got out of it by the skin of his teeth. He was so sachut, so squeezed out from his job in the teva. That's one pshat. The yesh omrim, another pshat, sheicher mizonos la'ari. One time. Noach was late in bringing the food to the lion. The kisho, what happened? The lion bit him. V'alav akasav ne'amar, hein tzadik bar teshuvah. Noach was accountable for it. He was bit by the lion. So he just got out. Look, either he got out basically just oozing with blood from all of his wounds, from all the effort that he put into to feeding the animals on the table, or actually the lion came and bit him. And that's how Noach emerged from the teva. Now I want to ask a very simple question. Why is this important for me to know? What do I learn from this? What message is the Torah trying to teach me by telling me that Noach emerged with cuts and bruises and scrapes, that the lion bit him? What does that mean to me in my life? I'll tell you what I think it means to us in our lives. What it should mean to us in our lives. Rabosai, listen very carefully, please. Life is full of different kinds of times. There's the ups and the downs. There's the good moments and the challenging moments. Everyone likes the good times in life. We all do. You know, when things are going well, when our stocks are going well, when our business is going well, when our health is going well, all the good things in life, our family is doing well, things are just going, quote unquote, right and well for us. We like that time. We enjoy that time. But inevitably and invariably and always in life, there are going to be more challenging moments. In whatever arena, there are more challenging times. The Torah is teaching us the following important lesson. Noach persevered, pushed through at the challenging moments. What's a challenging moment? When you're late to serve the lion his meal. What happens? The lion comes and bites you. That's not a fun thing to happen to you. But you know what? You still keep going. You're very tired, you know why? Imagine how many animals are in the table. Thousands and thousands of animals in the table. How many humans are in the table? Eight humans in the table. Eight humans feeding thousands of animals. They're only at the same time. And there's food for all of them. You're going to invariably be late for one. And you're going to be tired. The medrash describes they didn't sleep in the table. How can they sleep? By the time one animal has to be fed, the next one has to be fed. The lions, the tigers, the bears, all the animals have to be fed. You're busy the entire time. It's very, very challenging. 40 days, 40 nights straight, almost no sleep. That's not easy. That's a challenging period for Noah and his family. But you know what, Rabbi Yosai? Noah put in the effort. Noah persevered. Noah pushed through. And because of that, a whole new world was created. The world was reborn with new animals. And a whole new spirit, a whole new revival took place because Noah persevered. When the going gets tough, people that are strong use those challenges for opportunities of growth, and they grow through the challenge. And Noah maybe emerged taka with blood and with wounds. Maybe part of his body was even beaten off by the lion, but that's making a difference. Because that's the mark of somebody very, very special and great. And when the challenges arise, he doesn't just say, okay, I'm done, I can't do this, and throw in the towel and say, see ya. Rather, he puts in whatever effort necessary to emerge victorious. This message, I believe, is found a little bit later in the parasha as well. When Noah comes out of the teva, so the first thing he plans is not the best thing he plans. The first thing he plans, says the Torah, is he plants a vineyard. Why? Drink some wine. Gets drunk, it says. Unfortunately, commits behavior that we look at like, why? What happened to this fellow? What happened to Noah? Noah gets drunk, it says in the Torah. Comes out of the teva, he plants a vineyard, and he gets drunk. It says in the pasuk that Cham, who was Noach's grandson, sees Noach's nakedness, it says. Whatever he does a bad thing. He takes advantage of his grandfather when he is in a vulnerable position, he's drunk. He does an avera, whatever that avera is, Rashi has two pshatim with that avera. Vayagin l'shnei achav b'chutz, Cham tells both of his brothers outside what happened. Vayikach shame vayefes es asimla. What happens now? Shame and yefes come, and they take a garment. They take a blanket. And what do? Vayasimu ashchem shnei. They put it on their shoulders. They don't see their father when they approach their father. Vayelchu achorayis. They walk backwards with a garment on their shoulders. Vayechasu es evasalim. And they cover their father up, so the father is now tznius. The father is now covered. The father was uncovered. And that's not appropriate for a father to walk around like that. Noah to walk around like that. So the brothers came. Shem and Yeves came with the garment, with the blanket. Walked backwards. Put it on their father Noah. And now Noah is covered. They didn't see their father's nakedness, the Torah says. Noah wakes up and he hears what happens. And he curses Canaan, etc. Rashi comments the following comment. Says Rashi. It says, doesn't say Vayikhu. It says, Vayikach. It says, Vayikach. But how many brothers took the blanket?
Two.
So why say Vayikach in the singular? Just say Vayikhu. Says Rashi, Ink si Vayikhu ala Vayikach. No one says Vayikach. Limeid. This shows us Al Shein. Shenis Amit bin Mitzvah Yoser mi Yefes. He exerted more effort in the mitzvah than his brother Yefes. They both did it. But Shein was more involved. Shame put in more effort in the mitzvah. Lekach zachu banav letalish l'tzitzis. That's why Shame's children merited to get a talis l'tzitzis. The Yefes, and Yefes zachu l'kvura. He merited to be buried. Buried is a mitzvah also. It's passive. Tzitzis, it's a mitzvah just active. How active is it? It's one of those mitzvahs that you're not even obligated to do if you don't have a four-cornered garment. We go out of our way to buy a four-cornered garment to obligate ourselves in the mitzvah of tzitzis. What does that show us? Shame, who exerted himself more for the mitzvah. What happened? His children got a mitzvah that involves effort, that involves exertion, that's actually equal to 613 mitzvahs, mitzvah of tzitzis, which we discussed yesterday in our Q&A. Yefes, he also gets schar, he also gets rewarded, but not the same level of reward as his brother. You know why? Because he didn't put in as much effort. Rabosai, please listen to the message I want to share with you today that totally comes out from this week's parasha. Effort. Effort is the mark of success. Effort breeds success. If you want to be successful, you have to put in. You have to put in effort. You have to apply yourself. Nothing in life that's meaningful comes without hard work. Nothing meaningful in life comes without hard work. Nothing meaningful in life comes without hard work. Noach taught us this lesson. Noach put an effort, tremendous effort, to feed the animals. And Noach built a whole new world. Shame! Put an effort to cover his father. The Torah says, Vayikach. It's almost like compared to his brother, only shame took. Yet that didn't take. What does it mean for us in our lives? What does it mean for us in our lives? We're now at the beginning of Shana Aleph. We're at the beginning of a long winter's month. It's a long haul we have ahead of us. We have 5 months and 3 weeks left, basically, after today. That's a long time. 5 months, how many weeks is that? In a month, 4 or 5 times. 23 weeks left. It's a lot of time. It's also not a lot of time. I've always said there are times in this month that you're going to feel great, hopefully. Things are going well, smoothly. You're enjoying the learning, you're enjoying the yeshiva. And there are also going to be times where you're like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. And I don't even want to talk about the whole Zman, I'll talk about each Seder. Sometimes in the morning you're feeling the beginning, maybe sometimes a little fresher. And then comes like 11 o'clock. You're like, oh my gosh, I still have 40 minutes to shear. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And it's at that moment, at those moments when a person puts in the extra effort, that literally can change and make you a whole different person. I think it's not hard. It is hard. It was also hard for Noach. But Noach put in the effort. And Noach built something very, very special. I both say in life, effort is so critical. In our religion, effort's more critical than results. If you try and you put in the effort, Hashem looks down and says, wow, look at my child. He's trying hard. He's doing the best he can. I know it's hard for him. He has this challenge and that challenge. He has this nisayon and that nisayon. But he's trying his best. He's putting in his effort. That, Rabosai, is what we're supposed to do. I give us all a bracha. We should have a very, very successful Zman Eretz Hashem. That's not where we put in effort. Effort that we didn't even realize we could put in. We find a place inside of ourselves to put in that effort. And we merit all together a fantastic, amazing, wonderful Zman. Have a great Shabbos.